Let's meet today's contestants. A tutor from Brooklyn, New York, John Chang. A retired air traffic controller from Rutledge, Florida, Barbara Walton. And a returning champion, a math teacher from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jason Zuffranieri, whose 13-day cash winnings total $361,943. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm sure by now, after 13 wins, our champion Jason has developed a considerable fan following. But some of them were really worried yesterday when he didn't come up with that correct response in Final Jeopardy. But to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, John and Barbara, the challengers today, they don't care about that. They're here to replace him as champion. Let's see if they can do it in this half hour. Good luck. Here we go. All right, let's find out what the categories are. First off, talking to your spaniel in español. We deal with science. Then a whole category about brand names, and you have to spell in the blank as it appears on the board. We'll deal with recent bestsellers, describing the casino game, and finally, imports, each correct response beginning with that letter of the alphabet. Jason, off you go.
Casino 1000.
The Joker is semi-wild and dressed as an ace. One hand becomes two. The Asian name of the game. Barbara.
What is Paigao Poker?
Correct.
Recent bestsellers for 1000.
In Grateful American, he tells how playing a movie lieutenant led to a mission of supporting troops and veterans. Barbara.
Who is Gary Sinise?
You got him.
Brand names for 1,000.
Double this Oreo cookies are twice as creamy as the regular kind. Barbara?
What is S-T-U-F-F?
Nope. John?
What is S-T-U-F?
Yes, only one F. $1,000 for you.
Brand names 200.
Play blank modeling compound. John?
What is D-O-H?
Play dough, yes.
Brand names 400.
Making pictures with illuminated pegs. Light this. John?
What is B-R-I-T-E?
Right, yes.
Brand name 600.
Silly rabbit. These are for kids. John?
What are T-R-I-X?
Tricks, correct.
Finish it out. Brand name's 800.
Blanket crackers come in flavors like cheddar jack, white cheddar, and hot and spicy. Jason.
What is C-H-E-E-Z?
That's it. Cheese it crackers.
Science 1000.
Answer.
Let's give 1,000 back.
You're going to risk 1,000. All right, here is the clue. During a total solar eclipse, you can glimpse this colorful layer of the sun just above the photosphere.
What is the corona?
No, what is the chromosphere? Oh, chromosphere. So you're at negative 200. Have you ever been in the red before?
I don't think so.
No. All right. Well, get out of it quickly. Make a selection.
Spaniel, 1,000.
Trae el palo. Jason?
Oh, gosh. What is get the ball?
Nope. Barbara, John? What is fetch the stick?
Science, 800.
All right. To make binoculars compact, they may contain these pieces of glass with precise angles and faces to fold the light path. Barbara.
What is a prism?
That's it.
Science for 600?
In physics, it's when two waves meet and sometimes neutralize each other. In broadcasting, it's disturbance by outside signals. John.
What is interference?
You got it.
Bestsellers 200.
It's a whole new world for Annie in Mitch Albom's sequel, The Next Person You Meet Here. Jason?
Where is Heaven?
Heaven, right.
Casino 800.
Dressed and playing to the nines. Banker's hours. What brings you to Monaco, Mr. Bond? Jason?
What is Baccarat?
Yes.
Bestsellers 800.
Readers liked this Oscar-winning actress. You liked this Oscar-winning actress. And also her memoir, In Pieces. Jason.
Who is Field?
Sally Field, yeah.
Imports 1,000.
Jimmy has the clue.
Carthaginians, Romans, Goths, Byzantines, and Arabs have all occupied this ancient Sicilian port city that gives its name to an important Mediterranean strait.
Starts with the letter M, and that would be Messina. Messina. All three players on the plus side. We'll take a break. John Chang is a tutor from Brooklyn who has a fat cat. What's the name of this cat?
So my boyfriend named the cat for us. Her name is Katso. She is a 20-something pound cat, and she makes up 95% of my Instagram feed, so.
Does she own you, or do you own her?
We think of it as an equal partnership.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it. Barbara Walton, retired air traffic controller from Florida, met Chuck Yeager.
I did.
What was the occasion?
The Sun and Fun Fly in 1996. He flew kids for the Young Eagle program, and he called in on final. I got to work the voice. It was this singular honor.
Okay.
So I cleared him to land, and he came up to the tower and met us, and he signed my hat.
That was very nice of him to come to the tower.
It
a lot of people don't
much.
Do that.
Yes.
Okay. Jason is our champion, as we all know, ladies and gentlemen. You've played escape room in four different countries. I don't even know what escape room is.
So it's usually some sort of office type setting or somewhere, some room where there's puzzles kind of embedded in the room, and you need to get your way through locks and outdoors by finding clues and solving puzzles. And the first one I ever did actually was in England. I've done some in Bulgaria, Czech Republic, US, of course, and I even made one for my students at school.
Wow, so it's something that's popular everywhere.
It's very cool, you'll like it.
All right, I get to say right now the thing I've said many times, you're in control of the board. You have your signaling device, go ahead and select.
Ports 800.
In June of 2018, the Ovation of the Seas, the largest cruise ship ever to dock in the Philippines, arrived in this port's South Harbor. John.
What is Manila?
You are right.
Describing casino game 200.
It's a wheel that can bring you fortune. Bet even or odd. I'm seeing red. Jason.
What is roulette?
Correct.
Ports 600.
It's home to the Alabama State Docks. John.
What is Mobile?
Yeah.
Casino game 400.
There's no joy in a push. Soft numbers, hard choices, a split personality. John.
What is blackjack?
That's it.
Casino game 600.
The stick man cometh. Easy come, easy go. Get the point? Good for you. Jason.
What is craps?
Craps, right.
Espanol 800.
Hazte el muerto. John.
What is play dead?
Yes.
Espanol for 200.
Buen perro. Jason.
What is good dog?
Good dog.
Bestseller 600.
As if he weren't busy enough, this Broadway musical creator provided some self-help in Good Morning, Good Night. Jason.
Who is Miranda?
Lin-Manuel Miranda, yeah.
Espanol 600.
Bajate del sofá. Barbara.
What is get off the couch?
Yeah.
Science 400.
Similar to Jupiter's great red spot, this planet once had a great dark spot storm system that was about the size of Earth. Jason.
What is Neptune?
That's the planet. Less than a minute.
Ports 400.
A peninsula in the Mississippi called President's Island is the center of this Tennessee city's port. Jason.
What is Memphis?
Right.
Bestsellers 400.
This junior of NASCAR probably never figured to be a New York Times best-selling author, but in 2018, he was racing to the finish. Jason.
Who is Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Good.
Science 200.
The greatest incidence of tornadoes is in this country, where more than 1,000 happen annually. Barbara?
What is the United States?
Right.
Espanol 400.
Sientate. Jason.
What is be quiet?
Nope.
Oh, man.
John.
What is stay?
Nope. What is sit? Now the last clue in imports. This city's port on Biscayne Bay calls itself Cruise Capital of the World. Jason.
What is Miami?
Miami is right, taking you to 3,200. You are in second place. Barbara, though, will get to pick first in Double Jeopardy. We'll start that right after this. Even game. Our Our champion, Jason, is in second place, but Barbara picks first from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Real-life metaphors, career highlights, classic metal bands, itty-bitty city, plays and playwrights, and finally, ex-sports. Barbara, start.
Plays and playwrights for 1600, please.
Parisians knew Georges Feydeau as a master of this five-letter type of comedic play, like Keep an Eye on Amélie. Barbara.
What is farce?
Farce is right.
Plays and Playwrights 2000.
In 1981, Elizabeth Taylor made her Broadway debut in a revival of this playwright's The Little Foxes. Jason.
Who is Hellman?
Lillian Hellman, right.
Metal 2000.
In the 90s, singer Rob Halford told this Brit band, "You've got another thing coming. I'm leaving the group." Jason.
Who is Judas Priest?
Correct.
Metal 1600.
In 2010, this band's frontman, Vince Neil, took to the ice for ABC's Skating with the Stars. John?
What is Motley Crue?
Yeah.
Metal bands 400.
Megadeth founder Dave Mustaine partied so hard, he got kicked out of this band, whose very name says metal. Jason.
Who's Metallica?
Yeah.
Metal 1200.
Answer. Daily double. All right. You've just taken the lead.
I'm going to wager it all.
You're going to wager it all. Sure. All 7,600. You feel comfortable with metal bands.
Maybe.
We're Not Gonna Take It by this Dee Snider band has some musical roots in Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Who is Twisted Sister?
Yeah, you're into these guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Plays, 1,200.
Tom Stoppard first came to Broadway with this play featuring two minor characters from Hamlet. Jason?
What is Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead?
Correct.
Plays 800.
Alfred Ury based the character of Hoke in this play on the black chauffeur of his childhood. Jason?
What is Driving Miss Daisy?
You got it.
Sports 2000.
In his autobiography, he described a game played with moccasins and bones called ka, or foot. That Apache Indian is Geronimo. Jason.
Sports 1600.
Playing this rough sport in 1559, Francis Henry II was mortally wounded by a splintered lance. Jason.
What is jousting?
That's it.
Sports 1200.
Ancient Romans rooted for the red, white, blue, and green teams that raced these around the Circus Maximus. Jason.
What are chariots?
Correct.
Metaphors 2000.
Really, really old expression meaning that an irreversible step has been taken. Barbara.
What is the dice have been thrown?
No. Jason.
What is the die is cast?
That's it. There's a single die there, not two.
Metaphor 1600.
It's the kind of political work marketing. Barbara.
What is grassroots?
You got it.
Real life metaphors 1200.
It's the brush off you'd get from the person here. Jason.
What is a cold shoulder?
Correct.
Highlights 2000.
And so there, another daily double, and you have now a commanding lead.
3,000.
Okay, here is the clue. Governor, Secretary of Energy, Dancing with the Stars contestant.
Who is Perry?
Rick Perry is the one, yeah.
City 2000.
Nevada City, Montana is one big historical museum. Visit the area and you can learn this water-based skill and maybe get rich. Barbara.
What is panning for gold?
Correct.
Itty Bitty City 16.
Black Rock City is created and torn down every year as part of this Nevada Arts Festival. Jason.
What is Burning Man?
You got it.
Highlights 1600.
Financier. White House Director of Communications, July 21st to the 31st of 2017. Celebrity Big Brother contestant. Jason.
Who's the Mooch?
The Mooch, Scaramucci, Anthony Scaramucci.
Highlights 1200.
U.S. Congressman and Senator from Virginia. Vice President. President, 1841-45. Never been played in a biopic. Jason.
Who is Tyler?
Tyler, correct.
City 1200.
Arlington County, Virginia is home to a neighborhood called This City after a nearby Department of Defense building. Jason.
What is Pentagon City?
That's it.
City 800.
On Valentine's Day 2019, this company said it was breaking up with Long Island City as future home for its second headquarters. Barbara.
What is Amazon?
That's the company.
Real Life Metaphors 800.
A 1979 book by conservative thinker Jack Kemp popularized this term for programs like welfare. Jason.
What is Safety Net?
Yes.
Metal 800.
And I want, and I need, and I lust are primal lyrics from this band's Animal. Jason.
Who is Def Leppard?
Yeah.
Sports 800.
A manuscript from 16th century Mexico depicts one of this culture's ritualistic ball games. John?
Who are the Aztec?
Yes.
Career Highlights 800.
U.S. Congressman and Senator from Massachusetts. President, played by Cliff Robertson in a biopic. Barbara?
Who is John F. Kennedy?
Good.
Career Highlights 400.
U.S. Congressman and Senator from California. Vice President. President, played by Anthony Hopkins in a biopic. Barbara?
Who is Richard Nixon?
Yes.
Real Life Metaphors 4.
In Casablanca, Bogey says the problems of free little people don't amount to this. Jason.
What is a hill of beans?
Right.
Itty Bitty City 400.
The California studio tour, where you can see King Kong and Jaws, is in this city named for the movie studio. Barbara.
What is Universal City?
Right.
Plays and Playwrights 400.
As Act One of this Neil Simon play begins, we're told it is a warm summer night in Oscar Madison's apartment. Barbara.
What is The Odd Couple?
Good, now the last clue. The UFC of the ancient world, Pancration, debuted at the 33rd of these in 648 BC. John.
What are the Olympics?
Yes, and that takes you up to 7,800. But the game turned around nicely for Jason. He turned it into, yeah, sure did. He turned it into a runaway. But the three of you are here to play and deal with this subject in Final Jeopardy, the 1940s. You're all too young, too young. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
A digital trail leads to an arrest. The step-by-step investigation that helped track down Sergeant Carrington's suspected attackers.
A prominent Baltimore defense attorney indicted. The shocking racketeering crimes he's accused of committing.
Here's our college champion, ladies and gentlemen.
Could your name be the next one added to the Jeopardy College Championship Trophy? Only 29 students have earned the title of Jeopardy College Champion. You could be next. Sign up now for the college online test at Jeopardy.com, happening on October 1st at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Once again, Jason scared his fans, but turned the game into a runaway. The players deal with the 1940s, and here is the clue for you. This nickname for a history-changing weapon of 1945 came from a character in the Maltese Falcon. 30 seconds, good luck. John Chang, we start with you. You were in third place with 7,800. Let's see if you came up with the correct response. Oh, you picked the wrong one of the two. You went for Little Boy, also inspired by Dashiell Hammett. You're going to lose 7,800. You dropped to zero. Let's go to Barbara. She had 8,600. Did she come up with the right one? Yes, we're talking about the atom bombs dropped in 1945. Fat Man, you are right. And you will add $69.99, taking you up to $15,599. Jason, over to you now, champ. Did you get Fat Man? You did indeed. Did you risk a bundle, I hope? No, 3,800? Well, that bumps you up to 37,600, and it gives you now a total just under 400,000. 399,543. Is he going to go over 400,000 tomorrow? Tune in. Find out.